Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Think all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts.
I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
APP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the seven rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rouse.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's. I am Rocky, the host of BSS Carolina's. Joining me today once again is, I was going to get ready to say beautiful Big Shot.
Yeah,
now I realize he's not here.
No.
So let me correct myself because he'll kill me for that. This is Lil Steven joining me for the show today. But moving into the show today, we got a great show for you today. The second show, first show, we talked NFL week three, the early games. This week, this segment, we're going to talk the late games, the 4:20 and 8 o'clock games later that day. But first and foremost, let's go into the little segment we like to do on the show called Who Are You Sitting at the Bar With?
Who are you sitting at the bar with?
In the trailer park. So I jacked the keys to her father's car and crashed that Chevrolet and then stepped away.
There you go. You like rehab, right?
I do. They're cool. Anyways. Yeah, sitting at the bar.
Who? I'm gonna tell you. I'm sitting away from the bar the next couple of days in Charlotte.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I got one.
Who?
You know what? I got one with Sherman. Just because I like Sherman, he feels like he needs a beer, and I feel like, you know what? He's the guy I want to sit and have a chat with. Just talk about life, man. Nothing else. Just life. No football. None of the stuff going on. Just life. Just, I feel he's kind of a smart guy. I know people have always talked like he's not right and everything else, but I think he's kind of a smart kind of dude. I really do.
I'm gonna go a different route today.
Okay,
I agree with you. I'm gonna sit with Jennifer Roberts, our mayor of Charlotte, because I want to know where you at.
Yeah.
I want to know where you at during all of this situation.
Yeah,
in Charlotte. Where you at?
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jennifer Roberts. You know, I ask her, hey, what's going on? What's your plan? What are you going to try to do to help everybody?
I got you.
So
I got you, man.
I just, you know, come on.
I like it.
So where you at? That's mine. And then I'm leaving 30 seconds after I get done asking her that. Let's move into the rest of the late games. The first game, Rams at Bucks. Who you got?
Rams at Bucks?
Yes. 1-1 versus 1-1. Both of them was 1-1.
God. I'm gonna say the Bucks. I'm gonna give it to the Bucks, man. Even though they're in the Panthers division, I should be going no. But I'm gonna give it to the Bucks.
All right,
they're at home.
I'm going with Tampa Bay as well. I think they win this game. I think they get back to looking the way they did week one, which was very good on offense. Moving to the next game, you just talked about Sherman. 49ers at Seahawks. Who you got?
49ers at Seahawks.
I know, barn burner.
Seahawks.
Yeah, I'm going to Seahawks as well.
It's at home.
Yeah, Seahawks playing at home. 49ers are not that good offensively or defensively.
Uh-huh.
I'm going with the Seahawks.
You got the 12th man who, say what you want about it, still makes a big difference with the games.
I'm going to go the next game, Jets at Chiefs. I'm going with the Chiefs on this game. I don't think New York can win in KC.
Really?
Both of them is 1-1. So I think the Kansas City's defense is on.
Who's the quarterback for Jets?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yes.
The slinging Harvard grad.
The slinging Harvard grad. Okay. Yes. Who's the quarterback for the Chiefs?
Newdorm. That's just his name, Newdorm.
Is that really his name? Yeah.
Newdorm. Yep.
I feel like I have to believe you just because I don't know.
On this
sure.
show, his name is Newdorm.
Okay.
Because he's Alex Smith, but he can only throw, he's got an arm of a noodle. So,
oh, so
it's like 5 yards, comes back.
What, has he got a boomerang instead of a ball? Come on.
No, he gets a ball. He can't throw it that far. So,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to go with the Jets.
Okay.
I like the slinging Jets. Harvard over
you
there.
You like slinging Harvard? All right. So. The next game real fast, the Chargers at the Colts. I'm going Indy. I think Indy's 0-2, Chargers 1-1. They lost. It's going to be a shootout. The first one to 41, I'm going to go with the Colts. I think, you know, they lost last week. They come back and get a win this week. They're at home.
I think I got to go with the Colts just because you said it yourself. They're two. They already got two up, and they're at home, right? So, yeah, makes perfect sense. Okay. I tell you, man, at-home games make advantages, and people don't think that anymore.
Well, week one in the NFL, to what you're saying, 9 of 15 games were road wins.
Oh, well.
So, but I think this week's going to be a little bit different because there's a lot of home favorites.
Okay.
The next game, the Steelers 2-0 at the Eagles 2-0. I'm going to Steelers.
Yeah, I was about to say you're never going with the Eagles.
Even if
the Eagles have good stats, would you go with the Eagles?
Not when they played the Browns and the Bears in back-to-back week.
But
now,
they win.
Now, if they win this week against the Steelers, a very probably AFC favorite to win the Super Bowl right now. If they win this week, you make me a believer, Carson Wentz. I'm not sold on yet. We got to see. But I'm going to go to the Steelers this week. Who you going with?
Man.
Who you got?
Who? I thought I'd never say this in the 25 years of my life. I'm going with the Eagles.
Boo.
I know.
All right. The next game, the Bears 0-2 at the Cowboys 1-1. This is a big game for us. It's a Sunday night game. Dak Prescott is still our starter. We need to put up some touchdowns this game. We need to make a statement this game. It needs to be a statement win. I think we do. I think we win. And Jay Cutler is out for the Bears. They're starting Brian Hoyer. So Mr. Pick Six will throw at least two interceptions to us. I'm going to go 38-7. Cowboys over the Bears.
Holy crap. Not no.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be that much of a blowout. A 30-game difference?
You mean a 30-point difference? Yes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Same thing.
No, it's not. But I think the Cowboys make a statement win because we need that. We need this. We need a big win against the Bears. If it's close, it's a loss to us. It should be a blowout. The Bears are such in disarray. There's so many injuries on defense, offense. Jay Cutler's not playing, like I said. So I'm gonna go. Who you going with? The Bears or the Cowboys?
Guess I'll go with Dallas.
Just if you want to be invited back, you have to.
Just because I knew if I went with the Bears, it would have been a how dare you.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be invited back. Then the Monday night game is the 1-1 Falcons at the 0-2 Saints. It's the 10-year anniversary of the Katrina game where they played the game.
Oh wow! Yeah, I forgot about that.
That stadium is going to be rocking. I'm going to go with the Saints just because I think the Falcons' defense is horrible. So is the Saints' defense. But it's going to be another shootout. So I'm going to go with the Saints.
I'll go with the Saints.
In a close one.
I'll go with the Saints. I can't go with Atlanta.
You could, but
nah, I'm good.
All
right. Atlanta to me is like the Eagles to you. Okay? I'm sorry.
The Eagles are sorry. All right. Well, there you go. There's our week three picks for the NFL. If you want to follow along with us, go to NFL.com and join our fantasy weekly pick'em group, and you can see how you do against us each week. Little Steven hasn't joined yet. He will today.
Okay.
All right, let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy.
You make me sleepy while you are singing.
What would you do? Come on.
She's got a good voice, but...
Do you have any Players of the Week?
I mean, I'm going to say no. Actually, I'll give one to Cam.
You gonna give one to Cam? All right.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I'll give one to Cam.
I'm gonna give one to Phillip Rivers versus the Colts last week. Had four touchdowns. I'm also give one to Fozzie Whitaker, his first 100-yard game against the Vikings, or not against the Vikings, against the 49ers last week for the Panthers. I'm gonna definitely give him one. Yasiel Puig, I gotta give another one for trolling Madison Bumgarner. Then the very next game, hitting a 3-run home run in the first inning to lead the Dodgers to a 9-3 win over the Giants. Our magic number is 5 to clinch the division.
So that doesn't sound like a sunshine player. Sunshine players don't troll each other, I don't think.
Once in a while we do. If we have to, yeah, it'll happen. I'm trying. Oh, Stephon Diggs for the Vikings big game against the Packers last week. 150 yards receiving against the Packers. So I'm going to go him as another player of the week. You sure you ain't got no more? No?
I got one, man. That was all really I had.
All right. Let's go into two words for you.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
It really bothers you this is on a sports show, not wrestling show.
Yeah, it does.
Wow.
All right. Stay tuned. Anyways.
Yeah, there is wrestling action coming up after this show, so if you like wrestling, stick around. my first two words for you. Cowboys, listen, this is sports. You got to a little bit. Cowboys Zeke Elliott fumbles twice versus Redskins.
What?
He fumbled twice against the Redskins. What's two words? I'll start. Rookie mistakes. Because he's a rookie.
Redskin mistakes. that's what I'm going to say.
All right. The next one, Rudy Gay tells Kings he will become free agent after the season. He will make $13.3 million this year. I will start. Rudy Gay plays for Sacramento Kings, in case you don't know. He's a guard.
Yeah.
I
actually knew that one. All
right. He is going to I'm trying to think. What's he going? Golden State Warrior. There you go. That's where he'll be next. You got any?
Ooh, 15 years.
15 years?
He's going to be there forever, basically, is what that means.
All right. The Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, don't ask me to say that three times fast, signs 4-year, $100 million extension with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, my God.
I am going to say, and he's 22. So he is really – he scored 16 points a game last year. I'm trying to think two words for him. Next star. The guy is going to be a big-time star in this league, I think. if he keeps improving the way he is proving right now. Improving.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say big time. This guy's going to make that place big time money. I mean, come on. If he's 22, if he keeps playing like he's playing and actually does, you know, gets better, I mean, he could be the next one of this generation of basketball players, true, which I hope. I really do.
A Magnificent Seven movie comes out this weekend.
Dude, I want to see that so bad.
I wasn't going to see it tonight, but I think I'll wait. What's two words? You want to see it so bad, it's like six.
No. Magnificent Seven is the two words. Because that's...
Denzel and Pratt. There you go.
Just Pratt. There we go. That's mine.
WWE bringing back Clash of Champions with this weekend's event.
Hollywood Blondes. I'm kidding.
Love it. I love that Clash of Champions is back. It should have never left wrestling.
WCW, that's one word. Reincarnation.
All right.
That's what I... No, because I'm betting you... And we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
But I'm betting you that something with WCW is going to come out to this. Like, you're going to see some old guys from WCW... At Clash of Champions.
Arn Anderson.
Yeah.
All right. The Cruiserweight on Raw last week. Cruiserweights on Raw last week.
New life.
Great timing. Because it was, I thought it was perfect where they put it on the last hour of the show. But it was great. Last one that we have, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt divorce.
Finally Jolie. Happened.
Jennifer Aniston. No, I'm just kidding.
Not me. Not associated with that. That's him.
Yeah, I can't believe it ended. I mean, seriously, they got like eight kids and have been married forever.
You know, I think it was bound to happen. How many breakups did they go through, though? How many times did they say they were going to get divorced?
She didn't call me, ask me.
Well, I didn't know you were an Angelina Jolie fan. I thought you were more of a Jennifer Aniston anyways.
I am. I am a... Oh, sorry. Wrong time for that.
That was a really bad time for that one. That's the right one. There we go.
Canada sucks.
That too.
So anyway, what were you talking about, Angelina? You ain't say two
you
words.
You know what? That's two words right there for you. No, I said finally happened. Canada sucks.
Say what?
There's my two.
Say right. What?
Right. Let's go into Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
We are ending the show on the Bon Voyage segment today.
Bon Voyage.
We are all sailing off to an island.
On the love boat.
Do you have anything or anybody you want to say goodbye to?
Man.
Maybe your BSS Carolina's career. I mean, that could be on the list.
Yeah, well, that's every time I'm here. Oh, man.
No? All right. Well, let me start. If you think of one, add it. DeMarcus Ware out at least 3 weeks with broken bone and forearm. Jonathan Stewart, the Panthers, missed at least a week or two with hamstring injury. Excuse me. Seahawks lose 2017 fifth-round pick and 1 week of OTAs for off-season violation. Seattle fined $400,000. Pete Carroll, $200,000. Danny Woodhead of the Chargers goes on IR with a torn ACL. Redskins put nose tackle Kedrick Golson on IR, ending his season. Oregon wide receiver Devin Allen to miss rest of the season. Luke Del Rio is out this weekend versus Tennessee as the Gators play at Tennessee this weekend.
That's what you get for being in Del Rio.
Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil on season-ending injury. That hurts them. It hurts the Vikings even more. Jay Cutler to miss 2 to 3 weeks with thumb injury. Darian Thompson out of the Giants. He's out this week against the Redskins. The Browns wide receiver rookie Corey Coleman's out 4 to 6 weeks, so something else for the Browns to go wrong. Saints cornerback P.J. Williams was put on IR. Paul Worley of the Falcons out 3 to 4 weeks with a groin injury. And Kevin Garnett contract was bought out by the Wolves, is expected to retire. His career is over, it looks like.
All right. Well, I'm going to give two over here. Jimmy Garoppolo? Yeah. I'm going to say bye to you, man.
Jimmy G.
Thanks for your 15 minutes of fame, but it's up. Bye-bye. And AP, you will be missed, actually, Adrian Peterson. You'll be missed.
Absolutely.
So, but hopefully, speedy recovery. Hopefully, we'll see you next year.
Hopefully, we see you before next year. I got you on my fantasy town. I need you back in December.
You might be in trouble.
All right, you got anything else to say?
Nah, man, we're good.
Thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. Don't forget, we're sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting. We put attitude in broadcasting.
Broadcasting.
And don't forget, you can catch Rule 3 Breakdown Edition every Monday at 6:30. You can catch our show every week at 3 o'clock on Thursdays. Anyway, you got anything else to add?
Peace.
And, of course, you can catch us everywhere. See you later. Say you come get me. Come get me. So I got up and followed her to the floor. She said, baby, let's go. When I told her, I said, yeah. When it got down, she said, come and get me. Oh, yeah, yeah. I got so caught up that she told me. Yeah, yeah. Cause if my girl, she'd be the best to call me. Yeah, yeah. Next thing I knew, she was all up on me screaming. Yeah, 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 yeah. So she's all up in my head now. Got me thinking that it might be a good idea to take her with me. She's ready to leave. Well, let's go. Then I gotta keep it real now. Cause on a 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. But that just ain't me. Hey! Cause I know if I take that chance, she swears it's gonna leave. But what I